This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been unpacking some of the surprises in our first national economic survey this week, the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. Among those surprises was this broad support, and I do mean broad here, for the government's role in providing a social safety net, programs like food stamps and unemployment benefits. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer went out to see what that looks like in real life.
The people who responded to our poll come from across the country, but I managed to find one in my neck of the woods. Dominic Guzzi owns a hair salon in College Park, Maryland, just outside of Washington. That's where I met him.
Dominic, how are you doing?
Good to meet you.
We sit down at a manicure table.
If I need a manicure, are you going to give me a manicure, Dominic?
Don't mind missing a finger or two.
Guzzi may not do manicures, but he gives a mean haircut, or used to, until he fell off a ladder about 2 years ago and broke his ankle in three places. He's still a big, solidly built guy, but now he can't stand for very long.
I got a plate and 11 screws in there, two plates, I think. But after 15, 20 minutes, my ankle gets weak and gives.
Guzzi is relying on workman's comp right now, not cutting hair, but managing his shop and about a dozen employees. He's 73 on Medicare. Guzzi has always been fiercely independent, but since his accident, it's been a struggle to keep his shop afloat. It hasn't come to this, but Guzzi says he'd ask friends for money if he really needed to.
Yes, I would go any place that would help me, including the government, I sure.
Our survey asked if the federal government should provide things like college tuition assistance, subsidies for health care benefits, and help with mortgage payments. Guzzi's response? A quick yes.
It's just you've got to take care of your health. You've got to take care of people eating. You've got to make sure they have a roof over their head.
And Guzzi's in the majority. About 88% of our respondents say the government should provide unemployment and job training. 83% support food stamps. There are strong majorities in favor of the other government programs, although support for mortgage assistance is lower. Larry Rosen is president of Edison Research, which conducted our poll.
I'm not surprised that there is a lot of support for these kinds of programs. I was surprised at the breadth of that support, that it really cut across pretty much every subgroup we looked at.
Married or single, rich or poor, Democrat or Republican, Molly Scott is a senior research associate at the Urban Institute. Scott says support for the government's social safety net has increased because of the recession.
During the recession, a lot of folks who think of themselves as traditionally more middle class found themselves, you know, underwater in their homes or, you know, losing their jobs.
And needing things like unemployment. But there is a caveat here. We just asked people if the government should provide a social safety net. If you ask them if the government is spending the right amount of money on these programs, Scott says the broad support phrase.
You know, people tend to support things if they don't necessarily have to directly pay for them. Whenever the question of cost comes in, it's a more complicated question for folks.
It certainly is for Dominic Guzzi. Back in the beauty shop, he tells me he wants more checks and balances on safety net programs.
We're spending too much money on all those programs because not being supervised. It's being wasted. There's too much abuse, too much waste.
But Guzzi also realizes he may need the social safety net someday. And despite the waste and abuse he talks about, he hopes it'll be there if he needs it. In College Park, Maryland, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We've got all the details of our poll online. You can check it out at marketplace.org.